Hello, thank you for calling Customer Care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
Yes, I had a charge from you all and I didn't order anything from you. I don't even know what kind of a company you are.
Okay, so let me pull your account up and then we can take a look at it. What's your zip code?
28078.
Your name?
Brandon Blucher.
Okay, I have an account for Kim. Is that your
What
wife?
is it? I mean, what is your company?
We are a call center, so we service over 400 different companies. So I happen to handle the billing for the company that your wife ordered through.
And what was it?
Let me
It's
pull that account up. I'm more than happy to tell you.
called Ultimate Instant Fire. I've never heard of it.
Okay, one second. Verify the address for me.
615 North Oak Drive, Huntersville, North Carolina, 28078.
And the email is kbluch2003@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay, so it looks like your wife completed the survey. She paid $7.95 to have the KitchenAid mixer mailed out. And I'm not sure if she reviewed her terms and conditions, but there is a monthly membership on that, which is $56.95.
What is it, a KitchenAid?
Yes, the KitchenAid, was she paid the shipping cost?
She never ordered anything. Hey, Kim?
It was delivered.
We never got anything.
Let me see. It may still be in transit. Let me track it for you guys.
Where is she?
Yeah, it looks like it's still in transit. She should receive it this week.
Did you order something?
No.
She's saying she
ask
didn't
her
order
did she
anything.
Complete a survey for the KitchenAid mixer, sir. That's what you asked
Did
her.
you complete a survey for a KitchenAid mixer?
No.
No, she did not.
She placed that order on July 14th, and she had to put in her email. And the phone number that she put in was 704-960-8680.
That's not even her number.
Okay, someone from this household placed the order according to
the
IP
address.
Well,
here's the deal. Either the charge gets reversed or I put an investigation in with my bank.
I'm going to actually put an investigation in with your card company also. So I'll notify the card company and have them to run the IP address. Because right now it's showing that it was ordered from this address. And if that product is delivered to this home address, someone will face a penalty for making a false claim.
Yeah, whatever. Bye.